Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mfundisi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my good sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Mfundisi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Great to have you again here one last time here on the Adventist World Radio. Well, we're going to be wrapping up this conversation we've had since Wednesday, talking about the death and resurrection. And of course, yes. We conclude the conversation today by highlighting how we are supposed to prepare for death, if we can even prepare for death and resurrection, and also, yes, importantly, the steps that we can take to salvation. Please, if you can, recap for us what we covered yesterday.
Okay, just a recap. Before we do a recap, we may have a word of prayer.
Right.
Our dear Heavenly Father, may your name be glorified. I want to thank you as we are starting this discussion. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us. We want to pray for the listeners who are in different places. Be with them and bless them. We pray all this trusting and believing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, now, yesterday we talked about the death and resurrection. We talked about the first resurrection and then the eternal death. So, we said it is only Christ who died the second death and came out alive. So, it is only Christ who died an eternal death and he resurrected. No one will ever die the second death and resurrect again.
Okay.
So, it's so, and then we find out that when Jesus comes for the second time, there'll be four groups of people. Two, those who alive, those who accepted Jesus as their savior, and those who did not accept him as their savior.
Right.
And the two groups of those who are dead, those who accepted him while they were still alive, and those who did not accept him. Therefore, when he comes, those who accepted Jesus as their personal savior, they will resurrect first. And then the group that did not accept Jesus, they will resurrect last, after 1,000 years.
Okay.
So everyone will be resurrected in the first resurrection, but the timing is different. It's not that they'll be raised up at the same time. So basically, that's what we discussed yesterday.
Beautiful. Now, how do we then prepare for death and resurrection, if it's at all possible?
Okay. Talking about preparing for death, we ought to live a righteous life. We ought to live a life that glorifies God. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, God says, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God.
Yeah.
So our lives must be a living sanctuary that is pure and holy. So we can do that, but there's something important that we need to take note. We cannot live a righteous life on our own.
Yes, true.
We cannot be righteous on our own. Therefore, we need Christ to be in us. So we need to accept Christ to live within us. So if we accept Christ to live within us, therefore, just like Paul, we will be able to say, it is no longer I who lives, but Christ in me. So now, when we live a life that glorifies God, when we live a life that brings to glory to God, we, even if we die, we know that there is hope of resurrection. So the other way of preparing for death and resurrection, it's us connecting with Jesus.
Right.
As long as we are connected with Christ, then we have prepared, we are fine. And death is not something that we should be scared of.
Yeah, quite interesting because, you know, death is a scary subject for many because we shudder to think about, oh my goodness, am I going to die at some point? Well, the reality is, yes, all of us are going to, I mean, according to Solomon, he does, you know, pointed out in Ecclesiastes just that every one of us is going to die. And of course, we're going to the grave, as he mentions in chapter 9 there. So it's something that is, I think, a showcase, and of course, right at the last moment when the return of the Messiah is happening, those who are alive, of course, will be caught up. But by and large, we are going to be dead. That's why, you know, as we leave, many people take out insurances to make sure that they provide for an instance when they are not here anymore. And so, the kind of insurance that one should prepare for death in the spiritual manner. Is there such?
The kind of insurance that we can prepare, it's accepting Jesus and living according to his will. That's the best insurance.
Ah, meaning what's the payout? Because that's, you see, if I prefer for death in this blood and flesh, the death I prepare for is that when I die, there's a payout to my family and children that when I'm no longer there, they are taken care of. Would you say the payout at the time of death spiritually is resurrection?
Yes, when it's eternal life. Let's put it that way.
Eternal life. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. It's eternal life.
Is it guaranteed?
Very much guaranteed, because if you look at Paul says, if we take part in baptism, which is his death and resurrection, surely we will also take part in the first resurrection like he did. So in other words, we are rest assured that indeed resurrection is promised.
I see. Now, are there steps, because you are saying there's salvation on the other side, which is the insurance that we get. The steps to salvation, therefore, Mfundisi, what would those be?
Okay, when we look at the steps of salvation, okay, maybe also while talking about salvation, one thing that we need to understand when it comes to salvation, it's our righteous living. It's a process. It's not a once-off event. It's not once saved, always saved.
Ah, okay.
So I can't say I've accepted Jesus and I'm perfect, I'm okay, I live carelessly anyhow, because at this moment I accepted him. What comes after, then it doesn't affect me. But it's our living, how we live.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. So now, some of these steps we'll cover. Now, when it comes, we need to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
We need to understand the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hear and understand the word of God, it doesn't end there. We need to believe.
Okay.
Some people tend to think that faith is what matters. Yes, faith is what matters, but what are you believing in? Is it true? Is it authentic? Now, so we need to hear the word of God, the true word of God. We need to believe in that word of God. Then when we believe, we then, the word where we have erred, where we are wrong, and then we repent. So at the end of the day, we seek repentance because we have understood the word of God, we have believed, and then repentance comes in. Then we ought to confess our sins. Then confession plays an important role. Our duty is just to confess. His duty, God's duty, is to forgive. So ours is to confess and then be baptized. And from there, we then live a righteous life. We live a life that glorifies God. such that even if we fall, we know that even if we fall, we have to rise up again and push towards the goal. So that's basically some steps that we need to take when it comes to salvation. Someone may say, I'm already baptized, I'm already, you know, I'm okay. But like we said, it's not a once-off phase. It's a daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
We die daily,
mm-hmm.
we
mm-hmm.
grow daily. Because his messages are new every day.
Yeah, true, true.
So we need to renew our lives daily. It's a daily process. Mm.
Doesn't this thing of salvation seem to be a little bit complicated and long and strenuous? I mean, if one repents and they choose to, you know, accept Christ, it should be a done deal. This thing of dying daily, really. I mean, why make it such a rigorous, long, unending, long-winded process? I mean, of course, I make a decision today, and I'm not intending to break it. Well, why don't we just hold on to that and just make sure that, okay, Uzama has chosen this, doom, and he's saved, and let's move to the next one. Yes, Hillary has chosen Christ, boom, done, next. You know, it should be okay.
Yeah, okay. A part of the reason is that we are not yet fully saints.
Okay.
We are not yet fully perfect in the sense that
mm-hmm.
we say, I'm no longer inclined to sin, or I cannot sin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So because of that, remember at times we sin knowing, at times unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason of us living that daily life, submitting and all that, it's because we are not yet fully perfect.
True, true.
Yes, so we are still in that process of perfection. We are heading towards perfection.
I see. Well... Yeah. It's difficult. It's not easy because, you know, and I want to let you go, Mfundis, that I read somewhere that it says narrow is the path to salvation and wide is the path to eternal destruction. It worries me that this salvation thing seems to be a very difficult thing to attain.
Yeah, because one of the things that make us seem... look at it and it appears as if it's so difficult. It's because at times we want to attain this salvation on our own.
Mm, okay.
We want to try to understand this salvation on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Yet if we invite Christ and he lives in us, for instance, talking from the carnal mind, it's not easy to keep the law.
Yeah.
We are talking about Sabbath tomorrow. It's Sabbath. We are preparation. You'll find out that some of us will not even manage to keep the very Sabbath.
Yeah, true.
When we look from a distance, it's not easy to say, let me keep the whole law.
Because
it says if you just disobey one, if you miss one, you have missed all.
True.
And it seems so hard. Like, how is it possible?
Mm.
But well... when Christ then comes in, we sit back. It is no longer I who keeps the law. It is him who keeps the law.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes easier when we accept Christ. So as we are almost winding up, there are two things that I need to point out.
Please do.
Righteous living, us accepting Jesus Christ, us living a faithful life, doesn't mean that we are not affected by this death. Death is still there. The first death is still there. Even the holy, the blessed ones, we still die. But that death does not determine whether I'm a saint or not. So death cannot be used as a way of saying, that one is a sin. That's why he passed away. This one. No. That's not how it is. So the first death, we died. Then God says, those who take part in the first resurrection, they won't be affected by the second resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part is, Jesus is coming again. We therefore need to be ready.
Is it a showcase?
And yeah, it is. It is. He is surely coming again, because he promised. And then when we look at some of the signs around, they show and point out surely that he is coming again.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be ready. One thing about this issue of death and resurrection, at times the other reason why it makes it sound so scary, and you know, it's because death at times, or let me say most of the times,
mm-hmm.
death does not give a warning or a notice that I'm coming.
Oh yes, catches everyone unawares.
Unaware. So that's the therefore we go back to that one of saying we have to live our lives and renew our lives daily. Before you leave for work, before you go wherever you're going in the morning, submit your life in the Lord. Because you may leave walking, but you may not be able to come back. So it says, it warns us, or it helps us to say, let me live a life that is ready. Because anytime, anything can happen.
Yeah.
But with Christ, even if we die, we are not good. Will give us resurrection. So even if we die, resurrection is promised. And if you look at even, yes.
And when you talk about resurrection, you are talking about those who participated in the first death.
Yes. Those who participated in who accepted Jesus as their personal savior while they are still alive.
Right. So effectively, what you are saying is that how does one then prepare for death? We're talking about the first death here. You cannot prepare for the second death, eh?
No. We cannot prepare for the second death. We have to prepare for the first death. There's no way we can prepare for the second death. We don't want the second death.
Yeah. Very much so. Very much so.
We ought to, by all means, avoid the second death. And salvation, it's free and it's easy.
Easy, you say?
Yeah, it's so salvation for when it comes to being saved or lost, it's my choice. It's Zama's choice.
Yeah.
So that's where the easy part comes in. Like, it's not someone choosing for you or planning for you. I chose to take part in the first or in the second. So we have a free will. So now I'm able to choose that, okay, for me, I want the first. If I want to take part in the first resurrection, what shall I do? I need Christ to be with me, to live in me. Then I invite Christ to live in me. Then I live a righteous life.
Well, living a righteous life seems to not be an easy path. You are saying it's easy, but the very fact that we have got to continuously die, you know, means that, well, it may not be as easy as you want it to sound, Mfundisi.
Yeah. No. Maybe you didn't get that. It's easy in terms of choosing whether I want to live an eternal life or not.
I get you.
But that life is not easy, because really we need Christ daily. Remember, God says self has to die. And letting self die, it's not a walk in the park. We really need Christ. So it's on our own, something that you can't do on your own. It's not something that's easy, where you need an extra power that can come in. So it's not that, but it is in the sense of deciding whether do I want to partake in the first or in the second.
True.
Yes.
Well, Mfundisi, your last word as we wrap up. I think you've actually said a mouthful about that, really. Death, resurrection, but literally in a couple of seconds, as we wrap up to the listener.
Okay, all I want to say is let's get ready for the second coming of Jesus. Soon and very soon, he is coming. But as we wait for his second coming, let's be patient, let's trust him, let's believe in him, and then prepare our lives in case we die. Let us die knowing that salvation, resurrection is promised, and death is not the end of it all. God will give us eternal life if we have lived a life that is according.
Beautiful. Well, Mfundisi, I wish you, man, a beautiful, beautiful preparation day. I hope that you are getting there and you are getting ready.
Yes.
Let's all meet. If we don't meet in this side of heaven, let's make sure to have that appointment to meet on the other side. Wishing you a fantastic one, wishing you a beautiful Sabbath, but also thanking you so much for coming through and really giving us of your time so generously. Yeah?
Thank you, Brother Zama. May the Lord bless you also.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
There you have it. That was none other than Pastor Tindita, who has joined us and actually has been with us since Wednesday, talking to us about the death and resurrection. 16:32 is at the time here on AWR. And of course, it is time for the fun fact of the day. Mm-hmm. Our brains don't feel pain. Did you know that? Yes, no, our brains don't feel pain. Yes, we have pain receptors and process pain signals in our brain. But the brain itself does not feel pain. The ache from the headache comes from other nerves inside blood vessels in your head. For example, telling your brain something is wrong. Did you know that? Well, now you know. 16:33 is the time here on AWR. It is time for the Maranatha Drive Time sing-along. And of course, we're going to be singing along together until the hour, in the next 20 minutes, actually, just before 5 o'clock, after which we are going to be having the news from Malvin Makiche and probably also the traffic report for this hour. So let's enjoy some music.
Part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.